You're holding daf nun aleph on top. Tana rabbonin, ezeyu meis sheyesh la rekev. Where is there a case of a mace that is a tumas rekev? Again, rekev we have that samole targur, a spoonful of the part of the mace that rotted away, the dust of the mace. So where does this tumah come from? So Gemara says it has to be dafka, a mace shenik par orim, a mace that was buried without any clothing. That's the way the mace was buried. The kitzur, it has to be a mole tarbur, a spoonful of the mace itself, just of the basar. There can't be anything else that rotted away with the mace. So therefore it has to be he was buried without clothing. And the oren shoshayish, he was buried in a marble oren, in a marble basket. Oy al gabe ritzpo shalavonim. Or else he was buried on top of a floor made from stones. So the kitzur, what was disintegrated, what rotted away, was only the flesh of the mace itself. Nothing else was mixed into it. Zehu mace sheyesh lo rekev. This is a type of a mace, of the dust of the mace, that if you have a spoonful of it now, it has tumas mace on it. Well, we have in the Mishnah, the tubemago, bemasa, and beyoyel. Nikbar b'chsusoy, let's say when they bury the mace, the Ksusa was wearing clothing, or else the Oren Shalait, when they buried him, was buried in the Oren, in a casket of wood, or Yagabe Ritzpah Shalavonim, or else he was buried on top of a floor made from Lavonim, from bricks, not from stone. But these type of bricks also sometimes melt away right away. So Zehu Mace Shein LaRekev. This is the type of a mace that was buried and does not have too much Rekev on it. In other words, since something else may be mixed into it, it does not have tumas rekev. Tumas rekev is only if nothing else is mixed into this mace. It's only the running away of the mace itself. It says, if there's nothing else that could rot away, there's no clothing, there's no wood there, it's only the mace itself, that's when we have tumas rekev. But let's say it was nikva b'ksusen's clothing, even though it was in a marble basket of a koporim, since he was wearing clothing, there's something else there, that these other things could also rot away. So zel meis shein larekev, v'afilu lokach arba echomesh tavidim min rekev shaloi, even if you took out 4 or 5 spoonsful, shebavada yesh kan mole tarva migufa meis, for sure you have at least 1 spoonful of the mace himself, since you took out 5 spoonfuls. And how much else could have rot away? Only maybe a small amount. Still, that's halacha tor. That anything else that's buried with the mace, that takes away this tumas rekev. So if you only have the dust rotting away part of the mace, it doesn't have tumah if there's something else mixed with it. Omar Rula, Ula said like this, Ein rekev ela haba min habosar. Rekev is only what disintegrated from the meat. O min hagidim o min hatsamas. It has to be from all three, a little bit from all three. It has to be a little bit of the meat, a little bit of the veins, and a little bit of the bones. That's called tumas rekev. Atayz learns, Mikulam tsara sheha rekev. The rekev, the rotting away part, has to come from all three parts. It has to be a little bit from the flesh, from the bones, and from the gidim, from the veins. Eisvei Rav Lula. So Rav asked the question to Tula. Is it true what he's saying? We learned halacha, rekev habo min habosor, tor. If you have rekev, the rotten away part of the mace, just from the flesh alone, that's tor. So mashm is tor because you only have the bosor. So dikis ha min etzim, tomei. Mashma, though, it would have been from the bone, mashma, the flesh and the bone, that's enough to be matama. V'yafagav d'leka basa, or minetzim alone, even mashma from the bone alone is enough. V'yafagav d'leka basa, even though there's no basa, that's what's mashma. So Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat over here. Eima hochi, rather say this way, rekev abo min abose tor, that rekev that comes just from the flesh alone is taketor. Achiesh etzem babosar. Until you also have a bone in the meat. Because what rotted away was a part of the flesh and a part of the bones. Aye, why is that still a kasha nula? Aye, he'll let the gidim. But the chur is still missing gidim, the veins. And nula said, you only have tumas rekev if it comes from all three parts. You have to have flesh, bones, and veins. So Marin says, if shall a basal atzomas blo gidim. By a normal body, by an older body, it's not possible to have bones and flesh without having gidim, without having veins. Because even though we had before in the Gemara, that you could have a nephil, that's a premature baby. That you could have the flesh and the bones without this gidim, but that's only by nephil. The body wasn't formed yet. But once you have a fully formed body that has gidim, any part of the body that you'll have a bone and flesh, it has to be, there are veins there also. So therefore it says here, it's like ula. That as long as you have the rotting away from the flesh and from the bones, that automatically includes veins also. Therefore it's like ula zalocha, you have all three things. Like ula said, in rekev el habor, min habosa, min hagidim, min hatzomis. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Omar Rav Yechanan, Shnei Mesim Shekovru Zen Zeh. If they buried two bodies, two Mesim, one next to another, even though they have no clothing on, just the two bodies, and they start to rot away, two of them together, there's no Tumas Rekiv. Is Nasu Gilgolim Zeh Lezeh. Gilgolim means it's as if something else was added to the Mace, as each Mace has to be by himself. If two mason run away together, even though there's nothing else there, it's just the two mason without clothing in a marble of Oren, still one mace makes the golem to the second mace. It's considered as if something else is also here, that it takes away the tumas rekiv. Like Tzai said, Lashon of Ogam Biorach Pirish Golem Oferu, Shemuru Mimokam Acher, considered like something else is mixed here from someplace else. So the kids say, even two mason, if they're mixed together, if the bodies rot away together, again, there's no tumas rekiv. Rekiv has to be only from one body by itself, the rotting away of a basar, the atzamas, and the gidim. Mosiv, the gisa should be, the bas says, Mosiv Rabbi Nosin Raboishia. He asked the question that says, Rekiv habo mi beis mason tomei. Here it says, if you have rekiv, this rotten away part of the mace, they have a mole tarva, a spoonful, from two mesim, it says tomei. So the halva meaner is, from two mesim means that these two bodies were buried together, and they were rotting away together. So you see, since it's only bodies, nothing else is mixed there, it does have tumas rekiv. So it's not like Rav and Shmuel says, not like Rav Shmuel, bar abam Rav Yechanan, that he said that shnei mesim doesn't have a tumas rekiv. So the Marin says, Omar Rovo, that's what it says over here. It has Tumas Rekiv, is Shekovru Zebif Neatzmoy, Vizebif Neatzmoy. No, we're talking about both of these two Mason were buried separately. Each one was buried separately. And then Vekivu, each one rotted away separately. And again, it was in a marble basket that nothing else was there, just the mace itself. No clothing, just the mace. Now Viom Du'am Moletarvid Rekiv. And now each mace, what rotted away was only, let's say, a chatzi tarvud, only half of a spoon. But together you have two halves, that makes a mole tarvud rekiv. See, it has tumas rekiv. That's because each part came from a mace by itself. So that part has tumas rekiv on it. Just each mace rotted away to a small amount of a chatzi tarkiv, of a chatzi, a spoonful. Therefore, if you have two of them together, two halves, that makes one mole tarvud rekiv, therefore it has tumma. Yeah, that's pshat. Here it's better. The chiv like this is chiv and shoy kolechad yichidi keshenikru yeshlam din rekiv. Since each mace was buried separately, so when it rotted away, it had tumas rekiv. So now when you put the two halves together, it's mistarv to make it into a shear.
Yeah.
Right. Omar Rabba Bar Machon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Gozaz Saroy. Let's say you gave the mace a haircut. You cut off its hair. The Kovri Imoy. And you buried the mace's hair with the mace. Is Nasa Legogolim. That's also considered like something else was mixed into the mace. And when the mace rots away now, since it has hair there also that was cut off, that makes it tor. It doesn't have tumas rekev. It's also considered like other offerings mixed into the mace. For the Mara Tanan Hasan, we learned the Mishnah in Oilis that says, Kol Sheb Mace Tame. Any part of the mace has tumas mace on it. Chutz Minashinayim, excluding the teeth. The teeth of a mace, if you take it out of the mace, it has no tumas mace on it. The hasar and its hair, if you cut off its hair, the hair when it's cut off has no tumma. The atziporin, the same thing, the atziporin, the nails. That these things, if they're cut off, they don't have tumas mace. But uvishas chiburin, but kozuman, these things are still attached to the mace. Like the hair is still attached to the mace, or the teeth are still in the mace, or the nails are still on the mace, then kulan tumayim, that even though you touch any part of these things, it's also matamiyu, it has to have tumas mace. Just touching the nail of a mace, or the teeth of a mace, or the hair of a mace, that's also matamiyu. Just if you cut off the hair, then the hair has no matumas mace. Yeah. And Tais speaks out, Chutz min ha-shnayim v'yasavet v'ren, she'atur maf midrabonin, even midrabonin they're tohor. The teeth and the hair and the nails of a mace. Of a shas chiburun of the mace, kulum tmeim, shenegeyo a mile aleim, hu negeyo a mile ala mace, to have a yad le tumas a mace. Because the nails, kozuman, it's attached to the mace, it's like a yad to the mace. So therefore, Islam is a tumim midi raiso, who was in the hair of a mace, and who was in the teeth of a mace. Boy chiski, chiski of a shah like this, saroi hu oimid le galeach, let's say the mace, didn't take a haircut before he died, and he has a lot of hair. That if he would have been alive, they would have given the haircut, take off his hair, it's too much hair. So Kitza, this hair was oimed to be megaleach, oimed to cut off. So does it have aloch, like it's still part of the mace, it has too much mace on it, or not? Or else tziporin oimed ligozes. The mace has a very long nail, that if he would have been alive, they probably would have cut off that nail. Ismai, what's the aloch? Mi arminadu, we say, Koloi med ligzos is kugozes dummy. Anything that's aimed to be cut off, we look as if it's cut off already. And therefore, would not have tumas mace. We look as if the hair of the nail is cut off. I do, maybe no. Hashtemi yuhal mechuborin. So I call upon him right now, it's still attached to the mace. As long as it's still attached, it still has tumas mace. So that's the show, this aimed ligozes, so we consider like it's gozes or not, the gate of tumas mace. So Gemara says, "V'nishad lei midirabba b'avachona." Why don't we prove this from what Rabba b'avachona just said? Because he just said, "Time mishum de gozas." He just says that if you cut off the nails, you cut off the hair, then it has no tumah. So smash mahola gozas. Kol zaman you did not cut off the hair or cut off the nails, loy, then it's not tor. It's still tamei. Mashmi, even though they're very long, that they would have been oimed ligozes, still it's called attached to the mace now. So Mara says, no, from him you have no proof. I'll tell you lie. Hochi koma, this is what he means to say. Gozaz harezel gugolim. That if you cut it off, if you cut off the hair of a mace, or you cut off the nails, and it was buried with the mace, and then the mace rots away, so pshita, that these things make the mace tor now. That since there's something else buried with the mace, it does not have tumas rekev. That's called gilgolim. It's like other dirt is mixed in with the mace. Loi gozaz mi boilei. But it could be, if the nails or hair was not cut off, it could be that's a doubt. So the Rabbi of Avachana didn't want to talk about it. Because maybe that's a good doubt. He wasn't sure what the halacha is. Like we have our shiloh, maybe he had the shiloh also. That if you have long hair on the mace, or long nails that were supposed to be cut off, is it still considered attached, has too much mace on it, or maybe not? That's the Lishayla. Boyi Rebbe Yemir. Rebbe Yemir asks a question like this. Rekev habo min ekev. Let's say the rotting part of the mace was the heel, the bottom part of the mace rotted away. Does it have too much rekev not mahu? What's the locha? The Torah says, Yesh by uve boso. Shem lechias. He said, Yehiel, you have a lot of like dead skin there. I guess thick skin, you have calluses, you have in the bottom of your foot, that's like dead skin. So if that's like dead skin on the bottom of your foot, does that have tumas rekev or not? When that rots away, does it have tumas rekev or not? So that's the shiloh of rekev habor menekev, that the rottenness that comes away from the heel. Ma, what's the locha? Ki gamrin and rekev habor mikulia meis. When do we have the din rekev that comes from the whole body? Avudiyostim menekev loi. What comes from the bottom part of the heel maybe has no tumas rekev. Or do maloishno. Or else maybe no, there's no difference. The Torah says, Mikule meis means kloimar. Mikol ha'abosa sheyesh pachiyas. Means any part of the body that has chiyas. Like if you cut it there, it'll hurt you. Mashenka, and the calluses in the bottom of your feet, there you don't feel it. But since you don't feel it, maybe it doesn't have tumas meis, doesn't have tumas rekev at least. That's the shayla. Does it have tumas rekev or not? So Toshima coming here. Titoni Rev Nosim Reboishia. Rekev Habo Mishnei Mesim Tomei. If you have Rekev that came from two different Mesim, like we learned before, each Mace was buried separately. And each one rotted away separately. So you have half of a car from each, half of a tarvud from each one. So it has too much Rekev. Now, you're going to tell me, Habo Mineikev Loi, that the part that rots away from the heel is not mitzdarev, doesn't have tumas rekev. If so, min rekev loy zil hocha dilma derech ekev kosi, for hocha dilma derech ekev kosi. So chur, how does it help? Maybe each one we're only taking a part of the heel, so you don't have a shear. That's how he says that. Maybe some part of this rekev is from the heel. It's not for sure. But it could be that maybe the part of the heel got eaten up by an ash, by the ants, and the part that rotted away now was the rest of the body. So it's only a suffix. So I call part of it a suffix. How do we say vade tzamei? So Gemara says, I di ikav kula meis, ukosi derech ekev hochinami. That if the whole thing, the gisha should be meis. Hechidami. I di ikav. Stoiz was the hechidami kloima. Hechiyavi boyin. Where's your question? Vada I di ikav kula meis. If the whole meis rotted away, viosi derech ekev hochinami di yeshla rekev. Tabachi Mari Hodatoni Rab Nosik Shnikov Kolames. Vnikov Gam Ekev Yeshboy Derek Rekev. But there is no question. If the whole mace rotted away, even though you have part of it from the Ekev, from the heel, Pshita, that's part of the Tumas Amace. Then you do have the Tumas Rekev. That's not the question. Has Idiyik of Kula Mace, if the whole mace rotted away, Ukosi Derek Ekev, even though the heel then also rotted away, Hochinami. For sure, then it's good. So in the case when the two mason rotted away, it means the whole two mason rotted away. Now, the hocha, where's our suffix? Could go in the irkov chad ever. That not the whole mason rotted away, only one limb rotted away. Ukos the derech ekev and started to rot from the bottom. Is my? So then we have the suffix, is that mitzvah to the shear or not? And this is more obliged by teiku. If you have a doubt, well, like the dead skin of the body, does that have tumas rekev or not? Yeah. In a case where the whole body did not rot away, just part of the bottom limbs, so that's the question, does it have tumas rekev or not? More obliged by a suffix. Boyi Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah asks a question like this. Uba b'meya isha. Let's say I have a pregnant lady, that was mace, and they buried her. And when the body rotted away, so pshita, the uba inside also rotted away. Is heavy gilgolim oiloi? So we say the baby inside makes it like there's another offer from another mace here, that takes away the tumas rekev, or maybe not. Kivin the yomamah, since we said, uba yerechimai, that the baby inside is considered like part of the mother, hilka gufo. Therefore it's called like part of her body, and it's only called one mace rotted away. So then they would have tumas rekev. For a heavy gulgolim, it's not called like you have other dirt mixed into this mace. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivon the Saifalotse, since the Uber was supposed to come out of the mother's stomach, it wasn't supposed to stay there, is Mifras Parashmine. It's considered like it came out already. In other words, like it's not mamish part of the goof of the mother. Therefore, when you bury this pregnant lady now, since there was a baby inside it, that's called like another body. And when they both ran away, one makes kugolam, one makes like offer to the other one, that's not matalma has no tumas rekif. So it's a sophic. Now, v'yim tim slain, if you want to tell me this svar is, uba, this cipher lot says, mifrash parashmina, that since the baby was supposed to come out, so it's not called like part of the body, it's called like two different bodies. And therefore, they're matire, it has no